never stopping, always working till they're on the ground. With one look, with one touch, with a note or a phone call. Oh, what love can do when a heart is broken. Oh, what love can do, all alone we can turn to stone. Oh, what love can do. Some people seem to be traveling through this life alone, never reaching, always searching for a friend, for a home. With one look, with one touch, with a note or a phone call.
Pervaded world. There are even flat screens blaring at the grocery checkout, the gas pump, and wherever you're a captive ear. No wonder God said, "You shall not make any graven images, and definitely not talking ones." They fill our senses, demanding our love. It's called marketing, but it's successful in manipulating Pavlovian human beings into compliance. Look it up. Pavlov. God also said, "You shall not have any other gods before me," and "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." That was man's part of a contract that God the Creator offered. God's part was, in a nutshell, that he would then satisfy all the longings that he had designed their hearts, their souls, and their minds to need. Why did he offer that contract with those stipulations? It was obvious even to Moshe when he came down the mountain with God's contract in his hand and saw what the people were doing, that it was destined to be broken, no matter how we intended to keep it. But that was only the first part of God's recovery plan. He would let the inevitable take its course, till there could be no doubt in anybody's mind that recovery was impossible. Then he made a baby, his own man-child, with a young virgin named Miriam. This man-child was completely human, but without the broken Y chromosome that had been handed down to every generation of man since it was corrupted by the first Adam's choice to depend on his own wits. But God so loved, he inseminated the perfect cure into the womb of a pure virgin and became human. Through the Son born of that love, he opened the way for every one of us to finally have what our soul requires. And if it doesn't drive us to him, it will drive us crazy. Love doesn't enter the human heart through the senses. There's only one love that can satisfy that incurable emptiness, so deep you can't touch it, and that love can only enter through the restored communion with its source. That's a door only you can open. He's installed the door handle because he's designed you in his likeness for one purpose, to be one with him forever. You can trust him and step through into real reality that will never grow old. Once you do, you can open that well of love and pay it forward in every direction, and it will never run dry. Oh, what love can do.